If you ask Americans about health and life expectancy, they're pretty well informed.
I believe Americans are living longer. I do not believe they're healthier. I don't think Americans as a whole are very healthy.
These two people happen to be right, says Dr. Christopher Murray from the University of Washington.
Turns out we're living longer, but we will spend more years with chronic disabilities of that extra lifespan.
Dr. Murray led a study that examined the major diseases and injuries that have contributed to poor health and premature death over the past 20 years. The researchers found the biggest contributors to chronic disability include depression and anxiety, back pain, diabetes, and lung diseases. Lung diseases that block airflow and make breathing difficult. As for the greatest causes of premature death, topping the list are heart attack, stroke, and cancer. The major causes of these diseases are smoking and eating too much of the wrong foods.
680,000 deaths attributable to poor diet. There's still more than 400,000 deaths a year from tobacco, followed by obesity and then high blood pressure as the key contributors to ill health as risk factors.
Air pollution is also a contributor. The National Institutes of Health says air pollution contributes to heart and lung diseases, and evidence points to long-term effects from air pollution on lung development in children. The researchers also found that diseases relating to aging, obesity, and alcohol and drug abuse are also on the rise.
There are also diseases that are on the rapid increase, things like Alzheimer's, drug use disorders, chronic kidney diseases, diabetes.
On the plus side, the study shows Americans are generally enjoying better health longer. That's due to advances in treating stroke and certain cancers, including colon and breast cancers. Even so, the U.S. lags behind other wealthy nations in advances in population health. The researchers would like to see more public health programs and interventions to encourage Americans to become more physically active, to make better food choices, to reduce the use of alcohol and tobacco, and to decrease the amount of pollution in cities. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.